Welcome to our deep dive. Today, we're unpacking some really interesting source material you've shared with us.
That's right. We're looking at sample answers for IELTS speaking questions.
Yeah, specifically ones about environmental problems. And the material shows answers at different proficiency levels, band scores, they call them.
Exactly. So you get these examples that kind of show a ladder, you know, how someone might talk about these issues, starting pretty basic and getting more complex.
Okay, so our mission here is to really dig into these. We want to figure out, like, what makes one answer better than another? What helps communicate complex stuff effectively, especially these environmental topics?
And hopefully what you can take away from seeing this progression for your own communication.
Sounds good. So we'll look at three different questions from the material and the sample answers provided for different scores and just analyze what's changing.
Let's do it. First question up is, what are the main environmental problems in your country?
Okay. And the sample answer for band 6.5.
Something like, in my country, I think the biggest problems are air pollution and water pollution. Uh-huh. There are many cars and factories, especially in big cities, and they make the air dirty.
Right. Simple enough.
It continues. Also, rivers and lakes are often polluted because of waste from industries or people throwing garbage. These problems are getting worse, and we really need to do something about it.
Okay. So, looking at that one, what's the takeaway? What's it doing right? Or maybe where does it sit?
Well, the main thing is it directly answers the question. That's key.
Yeah. Seems obvious, but important.
Right. It clearly names two big problems, air, water pollution. And it gives reasons, cars, factories, waste. It's, you know, straightforward.
Okay. So clear, direct, names the problem, gives a couple of causes. It works.
Exactly. It provides that sort of baseline understanding. Nothing too fancy, but it does the job for that level.
Gotcha. All right, let's move on then. The next question shifts focus a bit more towards the individual. Do you think individuals can make a real difference in protecting the environment?
And here's the sample for a band 7 to 7.5 level. Yes, I believe individuals can definitely make a difference, although the impact may seem small at first.
Okay, a clear yes.
Simple actions like recycling, using public transport, or reducing plastic use can add up when done by many people. That's an important addition.
The collective idea.
Mm-hmm. And then it adds, also, individuals can influence others by setting an example or spreading awareness, which can eventually lead to bigger changes in society.
Okay. This definitely feels more developed than the first one. What's the key difference here?
Well, like you said, it's more developed. It doesn't just say yes. It explains how individuals make a difference.
Right. How?
Two ways, really. One is the collective action idea. Lots of small actions make a big one.
Okay.
And the second, which is quite insightful, is the idea of influence. You don't just act. You inspire others. You spread awareness.
So it's about the ripple effect, almost. Individual action leading to wider change.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It shows a better understanding, I think, of the dynamics involved. It connects the individual to the societal level.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Interesting progression. Let's tackle the third question then, which zooms out even further. How can governments encourage people to be more environmentally responsible?
Right. And the sample for band 8.5 is, well, quite comprehensive. It goes, governments can play a crucial role by introducing strict environmental regulations and offering incentives for eco-friendly behavior.
Okay. Regulations and incentives. Two different tools.
Exactly. And it gives examples. For instance, they could provide tax reductions for people who install solar panels or use electric vehicles.
Ah, specific examples. That helps.
Very much so. It continues. Education is also key. If people understand the long-term consequences of their actions, they're more likely to make sustainable choices.
So awareness and understanding makes sense.
Additionally, governments should invest in green infrastructure, like efficient public transportation, which makes it easier for citizens to reduce their carbon footprint.
Wow, okay. That one covers a lot of ground. Regulations, incentives, education, infrastructure investment.
Yeah, it really does.
So what pushes this one into that higher band? Based on these examples, what makes it stand out so much?
I think it's a combination of things. First, the breadth, it suggests multiple strategies, not just one fix.
Oh, right. It's multifaceted.
And second, crucially, the specificity. It doesn't just say incentives. It says tax reductions for solar panels or EVs. It doesn't just say infrastructure. It mentions efficient public transport.
So those concrete examples really ground the points and make them more convincing. It shows deeper thinking.
Exactly that. It demonstrates not just awareness of different approaches, but a clear idea of what those approaches might actually look like in practice. That's key for showing that higher level of understanding and communication skill.
Okay, this is really useful. So if we trace that line again.
Yeah.
First answer names the problem. Second explains individual power, like the how and the ripple effect. And the third lays out a whole government strategy with specifics. What does that whole journey tell us then about communicating well on, you know, potentially complex subjects like this?
I think it really underlines the importance of, well, development. Moving beyond just stating something.
Yeah.
Explaining the reasoning behind it, the how and why. And as we saw, especially in the last answer, backing up your points with specific concrete examples, that seems to be a major differentiator.
It's like building up the argument layer by layer, base problem, individual agency, then systemic solutions with proof points.
That's a really good way to put it. And seeing these different levels side by side, you know, give you a kind of mental map for how to structure your own thoughts, how to add depth.
So start clear, explain the mechanism, then illustrate with details.
Pretty much. It shows how you elevate the conversation from just identifying an issue to really exploring it.
Okay. So wrapping this part up, we've journeyed through these sample answers from the material you shared. We've seen how they build from a basic identification to quite rich, detailed explanation when talking about environmental issues.
Yeah, the progression in depth and specificity is quite clear. It really demonstrates how adding those layers makes the communication more, well, impactful.
It's about showing you understand the connections, the how, and providing evidence through examples.
Exactly.
So here's something for you, the listener, to think about, drawing only from what we've discussed based on these samples. Consider the problems mentioned right at the start, the air and water pollution, and think about the different levels of action we explored, individual habits, the influence individuals can have, and government policies. Which of those levels, individual, collective influence, or government action, do you think holds the most potential for really tackling those specific pollution problems we heard about in that first answer?